In Wisconsin, a program called Badger Care has helped keep the number of uninsured children much lower than the rest of the nation. Carla Bijou is a spokesperson at the State Department of Health and Family Services.
The Department of Health and Family Services is very proactive in reaching out to families who may need access to health insurance. One way we do that is work with counties and with public schools and making sure that everyone knows that Badger Care is available.
Yet some have never heard of Wisconsin's health care program for the poor. Michael Jacob works for an advocacy group called Covering Kids and Families.
There's just not enough outreach out there. There's people who have no idea that Badger Care is a program that is available to their family.
Governor Jim Doyle is trying to improve outreach and enrollment with his Kids First initiative. Jacob's advocacy group describes this effort as promising, but Jacob says those efforts are often undermined. A computer glitch last year was blamed for incorrectly denying coverage to some applicants. Government has also slowly increased enrollment fees for Medicaid and Badger Care, and paperwork can be complicated. As of last year, those applying for Badger Care have to fill out a form in which their income is verified by their employer.
We're finding a lot of families are having a terrible time getting filled out, and when they don't get it filled out, they don't get enrolled and they don't get the health care, even though they're probably eligible for it.
It's estimated that about 6% of Wisconsin kids don't have health insurance. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.